T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, a Rob Brown logo. ESPN Upstate.
Let's talk AFC Championship game for just a few minutes. The Kansas City Chiefs have purchased more fireworks to stick in the end zone because they keep running out after maybe the best playoff game we've ever seen, with the exception of a terrible ending. By the way, do you know Lonzo?
It was not a terrible ending if you're a Chiefs fan. I mean, you can keep saying it's a good ending.
Terrible ending if you are not a fan of either of those teams, right? You know who came out, by the way, on Wednesday and said that they agreed that it was a disappointing ending to that game?
Someone with the power to change it?
Close. Andy Reid.
Yeah, I know. Because back in the day, they wanted the rules changed because they missed out when they could have been going to the Super Bowl and Tom Brady instead because D Ford jumped offside.
Yup.
Overtime.
Sure did. Anyway, after one of the best games we've ever seen between the Chiefs and the Bills, the Chiefs survive, advance, move on. That's all you do in the NFL playoffs.
They survive. They did not survive. They won. It was a hard-fought contest.
Yeah, that's surviving.
No, survive makes it sound like you weren't supposed to win.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
As someone wearing a Chiefs championship shirt right now, I'm offended by the survive word.
If a tiger fights another tiger, one of those tigers lives and the other dies, the one that moved on is a survivor. And they've got the eye of the tiger.
Your analogy's frightful.
Thrill of the fight. They rised up to the challenge of their rival. All right.
They didn't rise up to the challenge. They're already the rival tried to rise up to their challenge.
Listen, the last known survivors made his way in the night, and we know it's because they've got the eye, the tiger. All right, so Chiefs hosting Joey B and the Bengals. We've already done the whole conversation about Joe Burrow saying,
wait a minute, Bengals, Tigers. Okay, I get it now.
Joey B said that the SEC is louder than the NFL. He's ready for this. You know what I think that is? I think it backfired on him a bit, but I think that is just Joe Burrow effectively trying to kind of raise confidence in himself, right? Like it's one of those things. You ever said something to somebody and they look at you and they go, Lonzo, are you trying to convince you or me? You're trying to convince me or yourself?
I think you look at me daily that way, but that's fine, you know, because you could be right.
So the Joey B says the SEC's louder. I'm mentally no issues. I had to tell you.
I want to mention that I've seen a sign that they're showing several times of a guy in the Chiefs crowd showing the 104.2 decibel,
yeah,
or whatever it is.
144.2.
So showing that. So it is a thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's going to be a thing.
Yeah, you done made it a thing, Joey B. I know what you were trying to do. It backfired, but you're trying to do. That being said, I'm intrigued by Joey B in this scenario, right? Because last week he said, my headset went out, I had to call my own place. Okay, I'm going to elect to believe that, right? He's absolutely going to have a hard time hearing this week. Communication will not be on his side. Unlike Jimmy G, who gets the benefit of effectively playing a de facto home game against LA, Joey B has set himself up to where communication is going to be a major issue when he's got the football. That being said, this is going to be tough. Oh, Texter just said, your math is off. 19 and 62 is 23%. Yeah, you're right. I screwed the pooch there. I divided it by the 62 instead of the total amount of games because I, Lonzo, and this is scientifically proven, am an idiot. So well, thank you, Texter. He has a 23% winning percentage.
I cannot correct because I can do simple math, but when we get in percentages, I'm out.
So thank you. Thank you, Texter. You corrected me. Trent Baalke has a 23% winning percentage. Well done. All right. Cincinnati has to do something different in this game that they did not do last game, right? Tennessee's defensive line, 8. The Bengals offensive line for lunch. All right. 8 for lunch. Cincinnati late in that that game had a massive problem. And the massive problem was the fact that they were absolutely not running anything quick. Everything was down the field. Send Jamar and everybody else down the field and let Joey be chunking. But the problem is those plays take three and a half, 4 seconds to develop. And Joe Burrow wasn't getting that. He still made a couple of plays because he's good at quarterbacking. But Joey B didn't have time to develop those plays the way I would have liked to. Now, I'm not saying that Joe B can't make the quick reads or that they need to change the offense entirely to quick reads, because the number one weakness of the Kansas City Chiefs, if I told you you had to give me a weakness, Lonzo, mine for Kansas City is susceptible to the deep ball occasionally. They start to play aggressive at the line and you beat the Chiefs deep. We've already seen Joey B do it
once.
Which is
so weird, because that defense has to practice against an offense
that does that?
That does that, yes.
Maybe
they've been burned so many times that they're kind of punch drunk about it and they're just kind of a little scared. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. They're susceptible to the deep ball. Joey B is the king of the deep ball this year. Jamar Chase is the closest thing anybody's got to Tyreek freaking Hill. He's down there somewhere and he's probably behind him if he gets the streak run down the side. The only problem that the Bengals have is that against Tennessee anyway, more often than not, Joey B didn't have time to find him behind the defense. So what I need Cincinnati to do, aside from the offensive line blocking better, that's the key to this game, right? Aside from their offensive line blocking better, I need Cincinnati to redesign that offense just a little bit. I'm not saying don't go deep. I'm saying you better run some crossing routes. You better have some quick hits. You better have some five and ins. You better have some five and outs. You better have some seam routes. You better have some throws that Joey B can make quickly that make Kansas City's linebackers stay in place. If they vacate on a blitz, you need to have somebody crossing to find that zone and hit it. Because if you get to the point where all you're doing is throwing deep and you let Kansas City pin the ears back and come after you, they're going to score more than Tennessee did and you will lose.
We know that Kansas City loves to blitz and they're going to do that. But the other thing is Burrow hangs onto the ball too long. And that's been a problem. I think some of the sacks are not the offensive line's problem. He's just hanging on too long. And is it because he has such confidence in himself, has too much swagger, or is it because he's indecisive? So if it's indecisive, those shorter routes, is he going to struggle with that because he has to hit them too quick and he's trying to hit all his reads? I don't know. All I know is it was a scoring fest last time these two teams played. It's probably going to be again Sunday. Even despite being sacked so many times, it's still going to be more than likely a high scoring game on both sides.
Oh, I think this is a shootout. Lonzo, this game might end in the upper 40s, right? Like 49-45. It's a shootout. Kansas City's susceptible to the deep ball, and you can run on Cincinnati. Absolutely susceptible to an upper 40s score on both sides of the scoreboard. If you're the Chiefs, do not let Joe Burrow have time to develop plays. The longer he has to develop plays, the better chance those streaky receivers are going to. And again, Joey B's accurate, and frankly, Jamar Chase doesn't need a ton of space. He can make some really difficult catches. This could be very interesting. On the flip side, if you are Patrick Mahomes and you are the Chiefs, understand you're in another shootout. Lonzo, Kansas City, I don't think can come into this game and go, we're going to ride Clyde, right? We're going to let Clyde carry the ball 30. You got to understand you are in another shootout. If you are Kansas City, Lonzo, attack this game the exact way that you had to attack the Bills in the second half. Be aggressive, go down the field, make sure Cincinnati stays on their heels, and try to be the first team to 45, because that might be what wins this. I'll go on the record first. I'm taking Kansas City. If this game's in Cincinnati, you could talk me into taking Joey B. I like Joey B. For Lonzo's sake, you know, I'm not going to outright say the Bengals are the team I'd like to see because of the drama.
You can. Go ahead. I'm good.
I like the Bengals. They're a fun team to watch, but Kansas City's a better team overall. And being in Kansas City, I genuinely think, Zoe, there are probably five, maybe six stadiums in the NFL that I think truly present a home field advantage. I think Seattle's one. I think New Orleans is one. I think that Buffalo is one. And I know Arrowhead is one. One of the four or five that present a true home field advantage. That's what takes Kansas City over the edge. And I am going to go high scoring game. Give me 45-40. Kansas City wins at the house.
Wow. I wonder, will that game go into overtime?
I doubt it.
All right. We know who I'm picking. And yeah, there's bias involved, but this is a really good team that's been to this game. This is the fourth year in a row and has went to the Super Bowl a couple of those times and has the opportunity to do it again. The moment will not be too big for Kansas City. I wonder, and I worry that the moment will be too big for Cincinnati. If the turnaround is phenomenal, what the coach has done, done there, with what Burrow has done here, Ja'Marr Chase, all those guys, what they've been able to do in just a couple years is amazing. But it's one thing to beat a team during the regular season. It's another when you realize what's on the line. You win this game, you go to the Super Bowl. I do think it's going to be a high scoring game. But as we learned last week, don't leave any time on the board, because Kansas City can score with just about any scenario. So I'm going Kansas City, but I'm going to go 42-40 Kansas City.
42-40. So we both got it in the low 40s. It might go to the high 40s. It might. But both of us ride with Kansas City. So we're split on the NFC. I'm taking the Rams. Lonzo taking the Niners. And we both think Kansas City wins in the AFC. We will break those down for you all Monday. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that both of those games can be heard live in real time right here on ESPN Upstate. So if you're up, you're out, about, you're working this weekend, you can't be in front of a TV on Sunday, worry not, because we got you covered. Both games live, start to finish, right here on ESPN Upstate.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.